Tool and Die by Sarah Graves. Read by Lindsay Ellison. Disc 1.
Chapter 1. It was a bright June afternoon in Downeast, Maine, and my friend Ellie White and I were on our way to visit a large, angry man with a criminal history. His name was Jim Diamond, and we just wanted to ask him a question. But his answer, plus what he said after he answered, could put him behind bars again, and he would know that because I meant to tell him about it. So I was nervous. A little. As a rule, I try to avoid angry persons with criminal pasts. For one thing, I spend most of my time fixing up a big old house. Thus, my days are already fraught with potential injury. But Jim Diamond's ex-wife had been getting anonymous threats, and I had an urgent personal reason for trying to have them stopped. Job one was finding out for certain that Diamond was the culprit, as I suspected. Once he admitted it, I intended to assure him that if he didn't agree to cutting it out pronto, my next visit would be to his probation officer. Hey, it might work, I told myself for the dozenth time. He could just lie about his guilt. But I didn't expect this. Small-time troublemakers generally don't, once they know somebody's got their number. And even if he tried, I was confident that I could detect it. Back in the big city, when I was a hotshot money manager, I'd done business with fellows so corrupt their code of conduct consisted almost entirely of the seven deadly sins. As a result, I was sure I could smell a rat if one presented itself. Yet another reason I'd wanted to check out Jim Diamond in person, to get a good whiff. But my second thoughts were mounting like the miles on the...